Thinking Real Estate back with the Schlecky family. Good morning.
Did you mess up?
Oh, certainly.
What did you talk? What on earth did you talk about?
Oh, I don't really remember.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully what we have to say will be titillating enough to keep everybody interested.
I didn't get fired.
Well, that's a good thing. No. Hey, yeah, how do you like it? And the weather's improved. We played golf yesterday, even though it was 38 to 39 degrees when we teed it up. And things are improving. I'm getting my second inoculation of Moderna on Thursday. And it opens up for Laura because she's less than 60. She's under 65. So that opens up on the 22nd of March.
No, that's open today.
No, it opens today only if you have a comorbidity of some kind.
Oh, pre-existing?
If you're 50 to 65 and have some comorbidity that makes it imperative that you get inoculated. And she does not have that. I don't want to give away private health information, but I'm saying it's a negative. So she's got to wait till the 22nd when it opens up for people between 50 and 65. But I get second one on Thursday, which I will say that the first inoculation I went and it was the health department I give great kudos to. This is the Iasco County Health Department where I got vaccinated. And it was a remarkably smooth, efficient, painless experience. I don't know. I'm told that the second inoculation, that there may be some side effects, a little more dramatic. But I'm looking forward to being vaccinated and starting to return to a semi-normal life. I mean, my socialization over the last year has essentially been with the grocery store checkout people. I know all of their names. I know all the kids' names and the spouses' names and all that. So yeah, it's been a pretty difficult haul, but you don't want to give up now. You want to see this through to the end, because I think that midsummer we should. That's my prediction, for whatever it's worth, and I have no medical background whatsoever, but I am a lawyer, and I'm qualified to speak on any subject for any length of time, whether I know anything about it or not. And so I'm saying midsummer, things should get back to semi-normal, I hope. Anyway.
You don't even play a doctor on the radio?
I could probably play a doctor. Both my parents were doctors. I had two uncles who were doctors, a sister who's a doctor. So, yeah, I have a medical background. It's just not in my education.
Well, I've got this pain in my back.
Yeah, I got a pain in my neck.
Is that your wife?
Oh, no, darling, not at all. No. Never.
Don't start that.
No, not a chance. So, all right, what are we talking about today, darling?
So I would like to talk about notice of assessment and tax evaluation and property classification.
Good subject.
Everybody should have, we should have talked about it last week, but we were on hiatus. So everybody should have received a form that says at the very top, this is not a tax bill. Notice of assessment, tax evaluation, and property clarification. And on that form, it will have your municipality. Like I'm looking at one right now that we got for some vacant land we have in Liberty Township. And it has the address, the owner's name, and the mailing address. And this one's not homesteaded, which is absolutely correct. But what I find interesting on this particular one, Bill, I'm just going over them now, is that the taxable value, instead of going up 1.014%, instead of going up 1.4%, it went up 65.9%, and we did nothing to the property.
You need is a board review in Liberty Township meeting today or tomorrow?
So they are meeting today, and Friday, it looks like.
Yeah, you need to do it because they're treating it as a sale, and it wasn't a sale. It's a conveyance to an entity which is wholly owned by the original owners. So you need to make.
That's why we did that. Okay.
That's exactly why. So you need to pronto get on the phone to Liberty Township, talk to the assessor. We filed a real property statement with the assessor stating that it was exempt, but I don't know why they've indicated that it's non-exempt.
Okay, so explain to our audience what we did and why it's important to double-check these forms and why the township jumped our tax value so high and why it should not have.
Yeah, what they did is you and I, for purposes of estate planning and liability, transferred properties into LLCs in order to, and LLCs wholly owned by us, which is an exempt transfer where the property taxes should not be uncapped. And it's solely for estate planning purposes and liability purposes. It's not a transfer to a different owner that would result in uncapping of taxes. So I'm glad that you saw that. Have you looked at the other ones as well? Because there were several that were done.
Yeah, they were all, yeah, the city of Jackson got it right, except for there's one that uncapped because we just bought it, so I got to double-check what they think it's worth. And then we also got personal property taxes now.
Yeah, well, you don't need to talk about personal property taxes because our listeners are residential, are predominantly residential property owners. So,
we've got a lot of businesses out there listening because it's Greg O'Connor. They all love Greg O'Connor.
Well, that's probably true. And if they're landlords, the residential property is treated as business property, not residential. It has to be occupied by the owner. So that is an issue with respect to personal property taxes. But yeah, you need to get on the horn to Liberty Township and advise that that was an exempt transfer. And then you got to remember that the property right next to us was sold, which we originally owned, and they may have confused it with that. I'm not sure.
Well, with that said, so if there's any change in your valuation that's greater than the 1.4%, then you need to follow up and see what the issue is. Sometimes it's just clerical, and they can take care of that. Now, on the back of the one from the city of Jackson, it is clearly spelled out when the Board of Review meetings are, and they're actually doing them by Zoom. You still have to make an appointment.
The Liberty Town, the notice of assessment is required by law to state when the Board of Review is meeting. So what does the notice of assessment for Liberty Township say?
Well, Liberty's is just, it's typically they're in tiny print at the bottom of the form, and that's how Liberty's is. And theirs is on March 8th, 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., and Friday, March 12th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
All right, so that's today and Friday.
Yeah. So the other concern I had is what happens if somebody doesn't get their notice of assessment because the mail held it up?
Yeah, that's a real difficult one because I don't know of any provision in the General Property Tax Act that allows for someone that didn't get the notice of assessment. And with the way things are at the Postal Service, I think I may have mentioned a couple of weeks ago, I got a letter that was dated January 27 with respect to a particular matter, and I didn't get it until I think it was February 16 or 17. And I actually contacted the sender of the letter and said, did this actually get in the mail on January 27? And they said, yes. So there are some real Postal Service issues that are going on, but I know nothing in the statute that allows a property owner who did not get the notice of assessment to be able to go back, because in order to appeal a residential tax assessment, you must appear at the local Board of Review. And in fact, in some municipalities, you must also participate in an informal review with the assessor before the Board of Review meets. That is not the case in Jackson. I don't think any of the townships in Jackson County require it, but some of the municipalities do, Grand Rapids, for example. I'm not sure if Ann Arbor does. In order to make things before the tax, the Board of Review proceed a little more efficiently. So at any rate, here's how you have to view this. If you bought the property in the last calendar year, you need in 2020, you need. If you didn't get the notice of assessment, you're on notice that there's going to be an uncapping of taxes, and you sure as heck better make certain that you find out what your new assessment is, irrespective of whether you get the notice. Second, if there's any change in the property, if there was a destruction of the property or a portion of the property so that its value diminished in 2020 as a result of that loss, you need to see what the assessment is to make certain that the assessor got the fact that there was a destruction of property and properly determined what the reduction in value is. And then also, if you did an improvement to your property, you need to verify. The cost of the improvement is not necessarily what the increase in taxes and taxable or true cash value is going to be, because I may spend $40,000 for an improvement, but an appraiser comes in and says it only added $30,000 of value. So if you made an improvement during 2020, because the tax day for purposes of determining valuation of property each year is December 31 of that year. So December 31, 2020 is the, quote, tax day, end quote, on which the valuation is determined. If you didn't have a change in, and if you didn't have a loss, if you didn't have an improvement, if you didn't buy the property in 2020, then there's, as you're saying, Laura, your taxable value, and I'm talking now the taxable value, not the assessed value, because what really matters is taxable value. That's what determines what your taxes are going to be. Your taxable value will go up, what is it, 1.4%, 1 point what?
1.4%.
1.4%. Yeah, because
the rule is taxable value can't go up more than 5% or rate of inflation, whichever is less.
That's correct. So, in other words, if the rate of inflation is 7%, that can't, your taxable value can't go up by more than 5%.
Right. So tell me what happens, and I dealt with this over the weekend. I had a client who was selling a property. I was read the title work, and one issue on the title work led to another issue on the title work, led to another issue on the title work, led to my research of the assessor's records. And on the assessor's records, the taxable value, the building was partially, had a fire and partially demoed. In 2018, taxable value went down minimal. In 2019, then continues to go up. There's no water to the property. It's used strictly for storage. Can the property owner go back to 2019 and roll those taxes back and dispute that because it was at a fire and they pulled a permit to demo the property?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that off the top of my head. I do know that there's an ability of the municipality to go back, I think it's 2 years, if there's been some kind of clerical error. I'm not certain that that also applies for the taxpayer. Again, I start with the premise that if you don't show up, if it's a residential property, if you don't show up at the Board of Review, your ability to appeal the taxes for that coming year is gone. Now, there may be the General Property Tax Act for a clerical error, but why didn't you as the taxpayer discover it before this tax year? In other words, the loss in 2018 should have been reflected for the taxes in 2019, and shame on you, the taxpayer, for not having noticed that in your notice of assessment, the assessor did not account for that. So I think that's an issue. But however, let's understand that even though that loss occurred in 2018 and wasn't reflected by the tax assessor, you now, for 2021, you sure as heck better show up. And now that was a commercial property, so you don't have to show up at the Board of Review. You simply have to file your appeal with the tax tribe. You can show up at the Board of Review, but you don't have to if it's non-residential. But you have to file, I think it's by May 31, you have to file your appeal with the tax tribunal. And if you're a residential appeal, you're making a residential appeal, if the Board of Review doesn't give you the relief that you are looking for, you're going to have to file that tax appeal again. I think it's May 31. I should probably double-check that date for everybody here.
So the owner of the property is,
It's by July 31. I'm sorry. The appeal with the Michigan Tax Tribunal has to be filed by July 31 of the tax year.
And that's for commercial property only?
It's for everybody. In other words, if you go to the Board of Review as a residential property owner, you lose at the Board of Review, you got to file your appeal with the Michigan Tax Tribunal by July 31. And you have the option of opting for what's called a small claims division as opposed to the full tax tribunal. Most residential appeals will get handled. You're going to want to handle it in the small claims division because it's a lot cheaper. It's a lot faster. They'll actually conduct it at your property if, in some circumstances, if you make that request.
I want to get this question in before we run out of time. So this owner of the property's concern is that, you know, if we add a bathroom or we finish our basement and stuff, permits are pulled, and that's where the assessor typically gets their information in order to increase the taxable value for that improvement. And right. if a permit's pulled for demolition, and the assessor didn't take that into consideration, is that a fault of the assessor or is that a fault of the property owner for not catching it?
Well, it's the fault of the assessor in not picking up on it, but the assessor isn't bound to get those records and look at those records. So from my perspective, if you're the property owner and there was a decrease in value, there was a loss, or because of the demolition, it's your responsibility to bring that to the assessor's attention and then to bring it to the Board of Review's attention. Before we get off this call, I need you to scan that assessment from Liberty Township.
We can deal with that after the call. So, all right, well, I just don't want people to think that our municipalities wouldn't be responsible for decreasing and only looking at increased permits as opposed to decreasing. I'd hate to think that that's how we operate as a municipality.
No, I'm not suggesting it, but you got to remember, you bring the information to the assessor's attention. The assessor can't know everything, and I have sympathy for an assessor's job because they've got a lot of work on their plate. Most of the municipalities are underfunded. The assessor is a very busy person. So bring it to the assessor's attention. Okay. Now, if you're going to go to, if you're going to go to the Board of Review, don't just show up to the Board of Review and say, hey, my neighbor down the street is assessed at something less. Show up there armed with data to indicate why your taxable value is why your true cash value is less than what the assessor has. And again, if your true cash value is less than 50, or if your taxable value on your notice of assessment is less than 50% of your true cash value, there's no reason to appeal, okay? Because it's not your assessed value that determines your taxes. It's your taxable value.
Right. So usually, when you say go armed, you mean it's a current comparable. Best thing to do is get an appraisal, but at this moment in time, it'd be impossible to get an appraisal.
Impossible to get an appraisal. You might be able to get a realtor to give you a broker price opinion on a moment's notice. That's possible.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Anything else they should take with them?
Just armed with data. In other words, if there's a loss, demonstrate what the loss is. If you had an improvement for $40,000, as I say, but the value isn't in, the assessor's just going to take the value or the amount that you indicated is the cost of the improvement, $40,000, and then use $20,000 as the increase in the assessed value. As I'm here to tell you that is not necessarily the amount.
Yeah, and I don't think our city attorney does, or our city assessor does that. Our city assessor, I think, is very good. So.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we're running out of time. Let me talk quickly about real estate. I've got a commercial property on the corner of 4th and Franklin, 615 West Franklin. Nice, nice property with